Lord, we thank you for the Bible, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the opportunity that by the Holy Spirit of God, we can learn about the Lord Jesus Christ through the Bible.
主啊，我们为圣经感谢你，为主耶稣感谢你，也为有这样的机会让圣灵能够教导我们关于耶稣基督的真理而感谢你。
We thank you for providing Zoom and this time slot and Trevor to teach us over the last few weeks.
我们感谢您给我们 Zoom 这个手段，也感谢 Trevor 在过去的几个月里来教导我们。
So we pray that you will bless us tonight as we study the Word of God together.
主啊，求您祝福我们，当我们今天晚上一起来查考圣经的时候，求您祝福我们。
And we pray also that you will bless Trevor and his wife Leo as they return to Mexico to tell the people there about the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们也祈求您祝福 Trevor 和他的太太 Leo， 当他们回到墨西哥，继续向那里的人们讲传讲耶稣的时候，求您祝福他们。
And we pray that you will bless each of us as in the weeks that follow, we'll be able to get on Zoom again and learn the truths of God. We pray for Eric that you will bless him and provide for him that he might teach us wisely from your word.
主也求您祝福我们，当我们在以后的每周这个时间来的时候也求您借着Eric 继续的给我们讲解真理。也求您祝福他给他智慧。
And we thank you for Yan Ling, our faithful translator, who's got to put up with our awkward phrasing and our forgetting sometimes that she's translating.
主也求您祝福我帮助我能更好的把这英文翻译成中文。
So, Lord, we just commit it all to thee. We give much thanks in Jesus' name.
主，我们奉耶稣的名，我们有这么多的感恩，感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
It's my privilege to be with you, and I'm glad to be with you this evening.
所以我很荣幸啊，今天晚上，我也很高兴能够今天晚上跟大家在一起。
And I'm glad that you are here.
但我也很高兴大家能来。
This evening we'd like to look at something that the Bible calls a type.
那今天晚上呢，我们要学习圣经管它叫做预表这样的一个知识点。
Now we remember we've been studying how the New Testament is using the Old Testament.
我们过去的两周呢，一直在学习新约是怎么使用旧约的内容的。
And we'd like to use it properly.
我们希望自己能够正确的合宜的使用。
There are those who would invent things and not use the Bible properly.
那如果有像有些人那样，他们自己发明一些意思的话呢，那他就不是很正确的使用了圣经。
But Paul wrote to Timothy, and he wanted him to be diligent in the study of the Word of God.
那保罗写给提摩太的书信里面呢，告诉他要殷勤查考圣经。
And that he would show himself approved unto God.
然后可以在神的面前呢保持正直。
Correctly dividing the word of truth.
不是保持正直，就是能够蒙神悦纳，能够按正义分解神的道。
And by that, Paul meant Timothy wasn't allowed to just invent things that come out of his wild imagination.
那保罗这样说的，他的意思就是让提摩太，你不要凭着你自己这个狂野的想象啊，去自己发明出、想象出一些东西来。
But we don't want to use the wild ideas that come into our minds.
所以我们也不想用一些很奇怪的不着边际的想法到我们的脑子里来的这个想法来解读圣经。
When we read God's word,
当我们读神的话的时候，
we want to teach it and understand it the way God intended us to learn it and understand.
我们希望是按照神希望我们那样的方式去理解他的意思，并去教导别人圣经的意思。
And so what we're going to study tonight has been abused by some teachers.
那我们今天晚上学习这部分呢，常常被很多的圣经教师所误用。
And they invent things that have nothing to do with what the Bible is actually saying.
他们呢，自己发明出了一些东西，其实是跟圣经里面所讲的都没有什么关系。
They forget that they need to interpret it using some of the tools that we've learned already.
他们忘记了他们解读圣经的时候应该使用一些我们前面已经学习的一些方法和工具。
We've learned that we have to read things in light of their context.
我们学习过就是我们读圣经的时候要注意它的上下文。
Whether it's literary context,
这上下文呢就包括文学上的上下文。
That means its place in the scriptures and the verses around it.
那就是这段话的前前后后跟它相关的这些章节。
Its historical context in light of history that's recorded and not recorded.
还有呢就是包括历史的上下文，就是包括记载下来的或者没记载下来的这个人类的历史事实。
In light of its geographical context and paying attention to where things are located.
也包括地理的上下文，就是这个事情是到底是在哪个地点发生的。
And also its cultural context.
还包括文化的上下文。
Where you would notice things that would be happening in society around them as these stories take place.
那这就是指这个故事发生的时候呢，它周围的这个社会的这个文化的背景。
We would also use our minds.
同时呢，我们要用我们的思想。
And if something makes sense the way we read it, we take that as its initial interpretation.
那就是我们在解读圣经的时候，至少它要有合理性，它要说得过去。
So if the Bible says do not steal,
那比如说圣经说不要偷盗，
we take that literally.
我们就是按照字面意思来理解它。
And we say we shall not steal.
然后我们就说我们不应该偷盗。
It's not very difficult, usually.
这个通常来说不难理解。
But sometimes some people get some crazy ideas in their minds.
但有的时候呢，有的人头脑里会有一些很疯狂的想法。
And they will say, "Thou shalt not steal" doesn't really mean "thou shalt not steal."
他们会说，不要偷盗这句话呢，不是指那个不要偷盗的意思。
Because there are certain situations when it's okay to steal, they would say.
然后他们会说啊，有些情况下你偷东西也是可以的。
But.That's just a crazy way to understand scripture.
那如果这样理解圣经呢，就是一个很疯狂的这个方式了。
Because it's leaving it open for anybody's ideas rather than the plain word of God stating what it actually states.
那这样的话等于就敞开一个口子，就是每个人自己想怎么理解就怎么理解了，而不是按照神真正想要表达的意思去理解。
And at other times,Using our minds, we understand that it doesn't mean exactly what it says.
有的时候我们用自己的头脑就会知道它不是按照它所说的这个意思去理解的。
So on Tuesday night, we were studying in a Bible study the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
比如说我们教会星期二的上个星期二的祷告会上我们讲到了这个雅歌，所罗门的雅歌。
And in the Song of Songs, it says the girl's nose was like a tower.
比如说在这个雅歌里面有一句话说这个新妇的这个鼻子啊像高塔一样。
Now we understand that cannot be literal.
我们知道这个绝对不能是按字面意思去理解。
this woman didn't have the Eiffel Tower sticking out the middle of her face.
对，这个女人不可能她的这个脸中间啊，突然立起了一个埃菲尔铁塔。
But we'd understand that it was marvelously created and wonderful to look at.
嗯，但是我们知道她这样说呢，就是指她的这个外貌啊，是被神非常美好的创造的，是一个非常漂亮的形象。
And just like millions of people would go to Paris to look at the Eiffel Tower every year, her nose was so wonderfully made by God that it was just wonderful to look at.
嗯，那就像现在世界有成千上万的人每年都要去巴黎去看埃菲尔铁塔一样，那这个女孩的这个鼻子呢也长得非常的漂亮，所以很多人都愿意看她的这个容貌。
And so we need to be careful with how we use these types.
嗯，所以我们也要小心怎么使用这些圣经里的预表。
Now let's take a look in Hebrews chapter 8.
我们翻开希伯来书的第八章。
And verse 5.
第五节。
Well, we should probably read verses 1 to 5, actually.
我们从一章一节一直读到第五节吧。
Now, the things which we have spoken, this is the sum of it. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all these things according to the pattern showed to you in the mountain.
希伯来书的八章一到五节，我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。凡大祭司都是为献礼物和祭物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有所献的。他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照律法献礼物的祭司，他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
In verse 2, there is a true tabernacle.
在第二节的时候提到有一个真帐幕。
And that's not the tabernacle that was on the earth.
这个不是地上的帐幕。
It was a tabernacle in heaven.
这是在天上的帐幕。
And in verse 5, it says it's an example and shadow of heavenly things.
在第五节呢，他这里说到，本是天上事的形状和影像。
In other words, it's an example for us, a thought model for us to understand things that we may not understand in heaven.
换句话说呢，这些就是一种思考的模型，让我们帮助我们去明白真正在天上的东西是什么样子的。
And so also in verse 5, God is very clear saying to Moses, you need to make it exactly like the pattern.
而且在第五节的时候，神特别的认真的告诉他说，你一定要谨慎，你一定要照着山上指示你的样式。
Because if he didn't make it exactly like the pattern, we would get the wrong idea of what heaven would be like.
那如果摩西不是严格的按照神指示他的样式去做呢，那就会误导我们，让我们误解天上的真实的情况是怎样的。
So it was very important to follow the pattern.
所以按照这个神的指示的样式做是非常重要的。
So that we could understand what heavenly things are like.
所以我们才能明白天上的事情是什么样子的。
In chapter 10 of Hebrews in verse 1, it gives another kind of reason that God built the tabernacle.
然后在希伯来书的十章一节呢，给了我们另外一个原因，为什么神要造在地上要让摩西造一个帐幕。
It says in verse 1, For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect, for then they would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged would have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins year after year.
希伯来书的十章一到三节律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。
So in chapter 8 it said it was a pattern of things in or a shadow of things in heaven.
刚才在第八章的时候呢，讲到有一个天上的这个事情的一个影像。
Here in chapter 10 it's talking aboutIt's a shadow of good things to come.
然后第十节呢讲的是将来美事的一个影子。
Things that are brought to you and to me through the Lord Jesus.
那这些美是什么呢？就是从主耶稣基督那里带给你和我的好事情。
And so when we study the tabernacle, we need to remember that it's going to be one of these two things.
所以当我们研究这个帐幕的时候啊，我们要记得这个帐幕的预表的意思是这其中两个的一个。
And so this evening we'd like to take a look at the second one from chapter 10.
那今天晚上呢，我们重点来讲第二个，就是第十章里面，就是将来美事的影儿。
So let's take a look. We have the tabernacle first described to us in Exodus chapter 25.
那第一次圣经给我们介绍这个帐幕是什么样子呢？是在出埃及记的25章。
Now God says in verse 8, He says to Moses, Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
出埃及记的25章8节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
This was the purpose that God told Moses to build the tabernacle.
所以这个是神让摩西造这个帐幕的一个目的。
That I may dwell among them.
这个目的就是使我可以住在他们中间。
And it had to be made right, otherwise God could not dwell among them.
而且呢，他一定要造得正确，那否则神就不能住在他们中间了。
So verse 9 says, According to all that I show you,After the pattern of the tabernacle, and make the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it.
所以第九节他说，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
Moses didn't get to build the tabernacle any old way.
所以摩西不能按照以往的任何的旧有的样式去造这个帐幕。
It says according to...All that I show you.
所以他说要照我所都要照我所指示你的样式。
God didn't say do it how you feel.
所以神没有说你感觉怎么好就怎么做吧。
God didn't say, well, take some of my ideas and mix them with some of your ideas.
神也没有说把我的一些想法和你的想法综合起来混起来去做吧。
God said, according to all I show you.
而且神是说又都要照我所指示你的样式。
And he says it, next part he says it twice, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments.
而且他说照这个样式做什么呢？做帐幕和其中一切器具。
So how is he supposed to build the tabernacle?
所以摩西应该怎么造这个帐幕呢
？After the pattern，
就是要 照神的样式，指示的样式。
Go down to verse 40.
我们再往下看40节。
And again we have this phrase written.
然后看这又写了一遍这句话。
And look that you make them after their pattern which was showed to you on the mountain.
所以要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
God was very specific, saying you need to do it according to the pattern.
所以神再一次的特别的强调说，你一定要照着这个样式去做。
Because remember that it's going to be for us a model of things in heaven.
所以因为我们都记得，因为它这个是天上的这个真的东西的一个模型。
And it's going to be a model of the good things to come through the Lord Jesus.
而且这个呢，要成为将来主耶稣基督要带给我们的这些美事的影子。
And if you do it your own way, people are not going to understand what heaven's like, and people are not going to understand what Jesus is doing.
所以如果你做错了的话呢，那人们就不可能明白天上真正的那个东西是什么样子，也不能明白主耶稣基督将要做的美事是什么了。
So God says,Do it according to the pattern.
所以神才说你一定要照着我指示你的样式去做。
Follow the plan.
就按照计划来。
Copy the prototype.
就是要按照这个预表或者说这个雏形来做。
The real tabernacle is in heaven, the true tabernacle, sorry.
那真帐幕呢是在天上的。
And it was built by God himself.
是神自己造的。
And now God is asking Moses to build an earthly tabernacle.
那现在神呢是让摩西造一个地上的帐幕。
So that we could understand what heaven's like and what Jesus is going to do.
为的是让我们明白天堂是什么样子，也为了让我们明白耶稣要做的美事是什么。
And so in the tabernacle, we have what we would call a thought model.
那在这个帐幕里面呢，有我们称作就是这个思考模型的东西。
Something to help us think through all these heavenly things.
所以借这东西能帮助我们去思想天上的事情。
Something to help us understand what Jesus does.
这些事也能帮助我们耶稣做的事情。
And models are helpful, aren't they?
所以这个模型呢是很有帮助的，在很多方面都有帮助。
Simple models, we use to teach children mathematics, for example.
比如说我们教小孩子数学的时候，我们会用一些模型。
We might have some blocks, and we teach the children to count 1, 2, 3.
比如说我们用一些木块啊，或者积木，让孩子们去数1、2、3。
We use models in chemistry. We use the Bohr model of the atom to help us understand what's going on inside of an atom.
比如在化学当中，我们会用一个原子的模型啊，然后来告诉这个学生们这个原子中间是什么结构。
And sometimes when there's a building project, there's a model made so that we can look at it and see how things are laid out.
那比如说在建一个建筑物之前呢，也会先做一个这个微缩的模型，让我们知道它这个整个建筑的布局是怎么样的。
And so these models help our understanding.
所以这些模型是帮助我们理解的。
And in that exact same way that earthly models help us to learn math or chemistry or construction.
所以同样的道，就像这地上的这些模型帮助我们明白数学，明白建筑，明白化学原子一样的道理。
God's thought models help us to understand heaven, and they help us to understand Jesus.
所以神呢也给我们一个这种思考的模型，让我们能明白天上的事，也明白耶稣所做的事。
And so this is a very useful tool for us.
所以这对我们来说是非常有用的一个工具。
So let's think about the tabernacle.
所以现在呢，让我们来看看这个帐幕。
Let's look at chapter 27 and verse, we'll think about how it was designed in chapter 27, verses 9 to 18.
我们来看出埃及记的27章的9到19节，看看这个帐幕是怎么设计的。
It says in Exodus 27, verse 9, And you shall make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward, and there shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen, of 100 cubits long for one side, and 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 sockets shall be of brass, and the hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side, and the length thereof shall be the hangings of 100 cubits long, and his 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the breadth of the court, on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, and the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, and their pillars 3 and their sockets 3, and on the other side shall be hangings 15 cubits, their pillars 3 and their sockets 3. And let's just stop there for now.
OK, 我们先从9节读到15节。 你要做帐幕的院子，院子的南面要用碾的细麻做苇子，长100肘，苇子的柱子要20根，带卯的铜做20个，柱子上的钩子和杆子都要用银子做，北面也当有苇子，长100肘，苇子的柱子20根，带卯的铜做20个，柱子上的钩子和杆子都要用银子做，院子的西面当有苇子，宽50肘。 苇子的柱子10根，带卯的做10个，院子的东面要宽50肘，门这边的苇子要15肘，苇子的柱子3根，带卯的做3个，门那边的苇子也要15肘，苇子的柱子3根，带卯的做3个，院子的门当有帘子，就到这里，就到15节。
So one of the things we notice is it clearly says south, north, west, and east.
这里面清清楚楚的是说了东西南北四个方向。
So we'll go south, north, west, east.
好，大家可以看这个白板啊，大家可以把它调成这个发言者模式。
And it says the south side is 100.
上面这个S呢是南面。 说这个南面呢是100肘。
Then it says the north side is 100.
然后下面是北面, 北面也是100肘。
The west side is 50.
然后这是右边这个W是西, 西边是15肘。
And the east side is 50, except it says that it's only 15 and 15.
然后这个E的就是东面, 那东面呢要 中间因为有个门呢，所以就分成三段。
And so it left a space.
不是15肘，50肘。 这个三段的两段是15肘，然后中间呢是20肘，一共加起来50肘。 西边也是50肘，刚刚说错了。
And all around this courtyard is fine linen.
那整个这个院子用什么围呢？是用这个细麻布做的围子。
And that fine linen would be white.
那这个细麻布是什么颜色？是白色。
Now, what do we use a fence for? Because that's sort of what this is, a fence all around making the courtyard.
那这个做的这个东西呢，就像一个围栏一样。那围栏的作用是什么呢？
Why do you put a fence up around your yard if you have a fence?
那你如果你的院子里你要放一个这个装一个围栏，你的围栏是干什么用的呀？
Why do farmers put fences around?
那为什么农场的这个农场主要在农场的边缘做一圈围栏啊？
Well, a fence is used to keep things out.
围栏的目的呢，就是让外面的东西不能进来。
It makes it harder for thieves to get in.
那小偷不容易进来。
And so there's this fence that makes it hard to get in.
所以这里的围栏也是一样，就让外面的东西不容进来。
And it's white.
而且它是白色的。
What does white mean?
白色意味着什么呢？
White might, we might think it speaks of purity and holiness.
白色呢，通常是代表纯净和圣洁。
But we don't have to think very much because the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 8.
其实我们不用想那么多，因为圣经告诉我们了，启示录的19章的第八节。
And in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 8, as soon as I get there.
启示录的19章八节。
We read to ourselves, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
又蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So it stands for righteousness.
所以呢，这个白色呢是代表公义。
Now, what keeps you and I away from God?
是什么使你我远离神的呢？
Well, the reason is sin.
那就是罪。
Sin separates us between us and our God, Isaiah says.
以赛亚书告诉我们，是罪使你我和神分离。
And so this fence is actually protective by not letting us in.
所以这个白色的这个帷幕，这一圈像围栏一样的，就是不让我们进去。
You see, sometimes there's an electrical plant that is used to distribute electricity to the city.
是有这个有一个城市，它有一个电厂，发电厂。
And they put a fence around this electrical place.
然后呢，这个设备周围呢，它会用这个围栏把它围起来。
And they put a sign that says danger, high voltage.
而且画一个放一个标志啊，说这是高压危险。
Because there's this great danger if you go in that you will die because you will get electrocuted.
因为如果你不听，你翻墙过去的话呢，你可能会过电就是被电击死的。
And so,this fence is very protective because if we were to go into God's presence without going in His way, we would die.
所以那这个围栏呢是保护我们的，因为如果我们不按照神的方式去到他的面前去呢，我们会死的。
Because God's eyes are so pure, says Habakkuk.
那哈巴谷说神的眼目是如此的纯净啊。
That his eyes cannot behold sin.
所以他的眼睛是不能看罪的。
That's how holy God is.
所以圣洁的神就是这样的。
It can't be in, sin can't be in his presence.
所以罪是没法在他的眼睛里，他眼里是容不得罪的。
And imagine if you come into God's presence with sin.
那假设你是带着罪来到神的面前的话，
That would not be a good thing.
那可绝不是一件好事情。
Because God is holy and righteous.
因为神是圣洁公义的。
And we are sinners and unrighteous.
但是我们呢是罪人，是不义的人。
So by putting this fence around the courtyard, God is actually being very merciful to us.
所以呢，之所以要建这样的一个围栏呢，是神对我们的怜悯呢。
That we don't accidentally stumble into something where we shouldn't be.
让我们不会就是糊里糊涂、很莽撞的进到我们不该进的地方去。
Now it's very interesting that when we were reading about the tabernacle, it left this spot here.
所以刚才我们读到啊，整个围栏呢都是封闭的，就是在东边有一个缺口。
And that we would read about in the next verse.
那下一节呢，就会读到关于这个缺口是什么了。
Because remember, it said it's 50 cubits in total, but this side is 15 and this side is 15.
我们知道整个这个东面呢是这一块呢是50肘，然后两边各有15肘。
Verse 16 says, For the gate of the court shall be a hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen wrought with needlework, and their pillars shall be 4 and their sockets 4.
院子的门16节啊，院子的门当有帘子，长20肘，要拿蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和捻的细麻，用绣花的手工织成，柱子4根，带卯的座4根。
So how big is this gate?
所以这个门有多宽呢？
It says 20.
他说是20肘。
And what color is it?
是什么颜色的呢？
It says it's blue.
然后他说有蓝色。
And purple,
有紫色,
and scarlet,
朱红色,
and white,
还有细麻，细麻就是白色。
So this gate was very colorful.
所以这个门呢，是非常这个色彩绚丽的。
Now, what does a gate do?
那门又是干什么用的呢？
A gate is to allow people to come in.
所以门呢，就是让人能进来的。
And we're going to notice that there, how many gates are there?
有多少个门呢?
We'll find out that there's only one gate.
我们会发现只有这一个门。
And we find out that this gate is multicolored.
而且这个门呢,有很多的颜色。
It's blue and purple and scarlet and white.
有蓝色、紫色、朱红色和白色。
And all the rest is pure white.
除这个门帘以外呢，其他地方都是白色，纯净的白色。
So there's one gate.
有一个门。
And it was the only obvious gate.
而且呢，它是很显而易见的。
You weren't going to make a mistake thinking it was somewhere else.
然后你不会误以为这门在别的地方。
Everywhere else is white as snow.
因为其他的地方呢都是雪白雪白的。
And this gate is bright blue and purple and scarlet and white.
那只有这个门呢是用四种颜色，蓝色、紫色、红色和白色组成的。
It was obvious.
所以是非常明显的。
There was only one way into God's presence.
所以到神的面前去了只有一条路。
Remember we were reading that God wanted to dwell with the people.
所以还记得我们刚才读到神是希望能够住在人当中的。
And God dwelt here.
那个叉打叉那个地方就是神住的地方。
And to come in, you had to come in through the gate.
你要到神那里去呢，你必须得从这个门这里经过。
You could not come in any other way.
其他的地方你都进不去。
There was only one way.
只有一条路。
Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
You see, because God put this protection around, then we can't sneak in, but he did make a way that we can come into his presence.
所以神造这个其他的这个地方啊，这些白色的这个围栏呢，都是为了保护我们，让我们不能偷偷溜进去。那同时呢，他又给我们一道门呢，让我们借着这个门可以到他的面前去。
But it's God's way.
但是这个门是神的方式，神的道路。
When Jesus said that was in John chapter 14, verse 6.
刚才耶稣说的这句话呢，是约翰福音的14章6节。
Look in John chapter 10 and verse 7.
再看看约翰福音的10章7节。
Jesus says in verse 7, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
第七节，十章七节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
In verse 9 again he says, I am the door. If by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
第九节他继续说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
Jesus said he was the only way.
所以耶稣说他是这唯一的道路。
Jesus also said he was the gate.
耶稣也说他就是门。
But remember we said this gate was blue and purple and scarlet and white.
还记得我们刚才说这个门有四个颜色。蓝色、紫色、朱色、朱红色和这个白色。
It was obvious.
是非常显眼的。
How is Jesus the obvious savior?
那耶稣是怎么样一个明显的救赎主呢？
Well, first of all, he's the only one who says, I am come that they would have life.
那只有他说到我这里来的就能得生命。
He said that he came to seek and to save the lost.
而且他说我来是来拯救，寻找拯救失丧的人的。
Are there any other religious people, leaders that have said that?
那其他的宗教的领袖有这么说过吗？
Did Muhammad say that?
穆罕默德说过吗？
No, he was just a prophet.
没有，他只是说他自己是个先知。
Did Buddha say that?
佛祖说过吗？
No, he came to teach us how to live according to his ways.
他只是教导我们怎么按照他的方式生活。
But Jesus is the only one who says he came to save.
只有耶稣说他来是来救我们的。
Now, the problem with people saying things is sometimes people lie.
那问题就是有的时候人说话呢是在说谎。
So the question for us now is Jesus a liar?
所以我们脑子也会有一个疑问，那耶稣是不是说谎的呢？
He said he came to seek and to save those people lost in their sins. Was he lying?
你会想，他虽然说他来是寻找拯救失丧的人，那他会不会是撒谎呢？
Or maybe he was just crazy and saying all sorts of weird things.
那或者说他是个疯子，他就说了这些疯话。
Maybe was there an obvious thing that Jesus did to show that he could save you and me from our sins?
或者呢，他没有做些什么明显的事能够显明他能够救你和我。
Look what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那我们先来看看哥林多前书的十五章是怎么说的。
In verse 3 and 4, Paul writes this, For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the twelve.
我们看哥林多前书的十五章三到五节，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，并且而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
So Paul starts it off and says he died for our sins according to the scripture.
所以保罗一开始就说他是按照圣经为我们的罪死了。
It doesn't say he died for his sins, but it says he died for our sins.
他没有说是耶稣是为他的罪死的，他说是为我们的罪死的。
What's a scripture that says that the Savior would die for the sins of other people?
那圣经是怎么说的？救主会为别人的罪而死呢？
Well, Isaiah 53, he says he...would be bruised for our transgressions. He would be, sorry, wounded for our transgressions. He would be bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace would be upon him. But with his stripes we're healed.
以赛亚书五十三章早就说过，他说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
That's a very clear scripture verse that says he would die for our sins.
所以这是一句非常明显的经文，就是告诉我们救主会为我们的罪而死。
And when we read through the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find out that Jesus died.
而且我们读马太、马可、路加、约翰四个福音的时候，我们都读到耶稣死了。
Just like the scriptures promise.
就像旧约的圣经所应许的那样。
And because he died, he was buried.
因为他死了，所以他也被埋葬了。
And then he rose again on the third day.
然后第三天复活了。
You see, it's appointed unto all men once to die.
我们都知道人人按照定命人人都有一死。
It's not appointed unto all men to rise again from the dead.
但是不是人人都能够复活的。
You see, the soul that sins, that's the soul that dies.
是犯罪的人他们会死。
And even though the wages of sin is death,
因为罪的工价就是死。
When Jesus died, he paid the wages for your sin and my sin.
但是在耶稣死的时候呢，他是为你和我的罪付上了代价。
He didn't pay any price for his own sin.
他没有为自己的罪付上代价。
Because Peter said he did no sin.
因为彼得说他没有犯过罪。
John wrote that in him was no sin.
然后约翰说呢，在他里面没有罪。
Paul wrote that he knew no sin.
保罗在书信里写到是他不认识罪。
And even though he knew no sin, he was made sin.
虽然他不认识罪，他却替我们成了罪。
So that you and I could be made the righteousness of God in Jesus.
为的是我们能在耶稣里面成为神的义。
And so when he didn't die for his own sin, death had to let him go.
所以正是因为他不是为自己的罪死的，所以死必须把他放走。
Imagine how surprised death was.
大家可以想象这个死啊，他该有多么惊讶。
Until that point, everybody came and they just stayed.
在耶稣之前啊，每一个死的人到死这里来，他们都留下了。
They were died and they were judged and found sinners.
他们死了以后呢，被审判，都发现他们都是罪人。
And so the soul that sins dies.
所以凡是犯罪的人都死了。
But all of a sudden, somebody who did no sin, who knew no sin, in whom was no sin dies.
但突然呢，有这么一个人，他自己没有犯过罪，他也不认识罪，在他里面也没有罪，这样的一个人死了。
And death went, oh!
然后这个死就大吃一惊。
We have to let this man go.
他会说，那我们必须得让这个人走啊。
This Jesus can't be here.
耶稣不能留在这里的。
He did no sin.
因为他没有犯过罪。
He knew no sin.
他也不认识罪。
In him was no sin.
在他里面也没有罪。
We have to let him live.
那我们必须得让他活。
And so on the third day, Jesus rose to life again.
所以第三天耶稣从死里复活了。
Romans chapter 1 and verse 4 says he was declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection of the dead.
所以罗马书的一章四节里说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
所以这是非常的显而易见的，不是吗？
Who else rose from the dead?
还有谁是从死里复活过啊？
Did Muhammad rise again from the dead?
穆罕默德从死里复活过吗？
No.
没有。
Did Karl Marx rise again from the dead?
卡尔马克思从死里复活了吗？
Did Buddha rise again from the dead?
那佛祖从死里复活了吗？
No.
没有。
Only Jesus rose from the dead.
只有耶稣从死里复活了。
Only Jesus died for our sins, and only Jesus rose from the dead.
只有耶稣为我们这罪死了，也只有他从死里复活了。
That makes him unique.
所以这使耶稣变得非常的独特。
That makes him obvious.
也使他非常的明显。
Just like this blue and purple and scarlet and white gate was obviously different from everything around, Jesus is different from everything around.
所以正如这个由四种彩色的线组成的这个门帘一样啊，在其他的这个白色的围栏当中显得如此的独特和显眼，耶稣在其他的人跟其他人比较也是如此的独特和显眼。
Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
使徒行传的四章十二节告诉我们，这天上人间呢，没有天，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
No one comes to the Father except through him, says John 14 verse 6.
约翰福音的十四章六节告诉我们，若不借着耶稣，没有人能到父那里去。
He is the gate.
他就是这门。
And he's obviously the only gate.
而且很明显他是这唯一的门。
There aren't a whole bunch of gates around the tabernacle.
所以在这个帐幕的周围没有说还有其他的好几个门，没有。
Only one.
只有一个门。
Do you see how this is a model for us to think through how Jesus is the only way?
所以你看这个帐幕的这样设计呢，就是给我们提出了一个思维的模式，让我们去明白耶稣是唯一的道路。
Doesn't that encourage you?
这是不是很鼓励你呢？
That it's obvious.
所以你看它是非常明显的这个门。
That you didn't make a mistake trusting in Jesus.
就告诉你，你信靠耶稣基督没有犯错，没有做错。
He's the only way.
他是那唯一的道路。
There aren't any other gates.
除这以外没有，别的地方没有门了。
And he's obviously so unique compared to everything that he's the only possible way to enter.
而且跟周围的别的东西相比，他是如此的独特，如此的明显，所以。它是唯一的道路，唯一的门。
I find that very encouraging when I think that this is the way and I know him.
所以当我想到，哦，这就是那条路了，而且我认识他，这真让我非常的受鼓励。
And so we see it as a thought model for us of how to get into God.
所以这样我们看见了一个这样的思维的模型啊，让我们知道怎么到神那里去。
God's holiness and righteousness keeps us out because we're unholy and unrighteous.
所以神的圣洁和公义啊，把我们挡在外面，因为我们是不圣洁的，是不公义的。
Now, what do you think would happen if you went into God's presence?
如果你到神的面前去的话，会发生什么呢？
And you didn't go through the right gate.
如果你不是从那个正确的门进来，你从别的地方门进来，会发生什么呢？
What if you went in the wrong way?
如果你按照错误的方式进来了，会怎么样呢？
Oh, it's a fearful thing to be in the hands of a holy God.
那圣经说的，你落在这圣洁的这个愤怒的神的手里，是多么的可怕。
And we don't even want to contemplate what would happen.
我们甚至都不愿意去想会发生什么事。
It would be a terrible tragedy if you didn't prepare to meet your God and go His way.
如果你没有预备好，按照他的方式，也没有预备好到去见他的话，你见到他了，那可真是一个非常悲惨的事情。
Let's think of another thing that's in the tabernacle.
好，现在我们来看这个帐幕里的另外的别的东西。
So, if you were to come in through the gate, and you were to go past the brazen altar, and you were to go past the laver for washing your hands, and you would come into here, and you would find a special lamp.
然后你从门里进来呢，你先经过那个祭坛，然后呢，经过那个铜海， 然后呢，接下去呢，你就在这个圣所里面啊，看到两样东西，一个是那灯台，一个是那个陈设饼桌。
And you would find a lamp on your left-hand side and a table on your right-hand side.
嗯，你在这个圣所里面呢，左手是灯台，右手是那个陈设饼桌。
And a golden altar of incense in the middle.
然后这个金香炉呢，在中间。
And then you would see a curtain.
然后你会看到一个帘子，一个幔子。
And on the other side of curtain was where God was.
嗯，然后在幔子的另一边呢，就是真正神所在的地方了。
And I'd like to think about the lamp for the rest of the time we have together.
嗯，好，我们剩下的时间呢，来看这个灯台。
What does a lamp do?
那灯台是干什么用的？
It gives light.
那就是发光用的吗？
That's the most important thing that a lamp does, isn't it?
嗯，这个是灯台的最主要的用处，不是吗？
It might give off a little bit of heat.
啊，当然它也会发出点热来。
But the whole purpose of a lamp is to give light.
但是这主要的这个功用，这个灯台的功用就是发光。
Let's take a look in Exodus chapter 25 again, and we'll start in verse 31.
我们再回到出埃及记的25章，从31节开始来读。
And it says, And you shall make a lampstand out of pure gold, out of beaten work, and shall the lampstand be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And 6 branches shall come out of the sides of it, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, and 3 branches on the lampstand on the other side. 3 bowls make like unto almonds with a knop and a flower in one branch. 3 bowls made like almonds on the other branch with a knop and a flower. So in the 6 branches that come out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and flowers. And there shall be a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under the 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches that proceed out of the candlestick. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same, and all it shall be of one beaten work of pure gold. And you shall make the 7 lamps thereof, they shall light the lamps thereof, and they shall give light over against it.
嗯，我们从31节读到37节啊，要用金金做一个灯台，灯台的座和杆与杯球花都要连接一块垂出来。灯台两旁要岔出6个枝子，这旁3个，那旁3个。这旁每枝上有3个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。那旁每枝上也有3个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。从灯台岔出来的6个枝子都是如此。灯台上有4个杯，形状像杏花，有球有花。灯台每2个枝子以下有球与枝子连接一块儿。灯台出的6个枝子都是如此，球和枝子要连接一块，都是一块金金垂出来的。要做灯台的7个灯盏，祭司要点着灯，使灯光对照。
Now here's my very bad artistry.
这个我不太会画画啊，这是我画的这个灯台，大家可以看那个白板。
This is my picture of the lampstand.
这就是我画的这个灯台啊。
Now, it says it was going to be out of pure gold.
嗯，然后他说它是要纯金锤出来的。
And that it was going to be like an almond tree.
嗯，而且它是像一棵这个杏花树，杏树。
Now, one of the interesting things about this particular almond tree.
那这一棵杏树的这个独特之处是什么呢？
Is that it had buds.
嗯，那它有花，有花苞。
It had flowers.
哦，不对，它是有芽，有花。
And it had fruit.
啊，还有果。
Do trees ever have buds and flowers and fruit at the same time?
那你看，一般的树它是会同时上面又有芽，又有花，又有果吗？
No.
不会的。
They get buds first.
一般都是先发芽,
and the buds turn into flowers.
然后呢,再开出花来,
and the flowers get pollinated and they turn into fruit.
然后这个花呢,被授粉,以后呢,就结出果子,
one phase after the other.
是一个阶段接着一个阶段的。
But in this one, we have all the phases of life there, present, and all together.
但是在这个灯台上呢, 我们看到这个生命的所有的阶段同时都展现出来了, 存在在同一个时刻, 对。
All the phases in the life cycle of the almond tree were present at once.
就是一棵杏花树的, 它的这个, 每一个生命阶段呢, 都在同一时间, 存在, 展现出来。
Life in all its glory is all there.
所以在这个荣耀里的这个所有的生命阶段都同时出现。
And all in the form of an almond tree.
都是在这个, 以这个杏树的这个形态存在。
Does that remind you about anything?
这个有没有让你想到什么呢?
Does it remind you maybe of the tree of life?
有没有大家可能会想到生命树呢?
Now, the Bible never tells us what the tree of life exactly looked like.
圣经从来没有告诉我们这个生命树到底长什么样。
But we do know that it was a tree that gave life.
但是我们知道有这么一棵树,它能够提供生命。
And so it's a source for giving life.
它是赐生命的源泉。
And we have this picture of a tree with all the phases of life together.
所以我们看到这个灯台就是这样一棵树,就是生命的不同阶段,生命的不同阶段都在同一个时间。
And at the ends of each branch was a lamp that would make fire and they would have light.
然后呢,在每一个这个枝子的尽头呢,就是一盏灯,然后它会发光,点燃会发光。
Now, there is no life without light, is there?
如果没有光呢,就没有生命。That's
what scientists tell us.
这是科学告诉我们的。But
without the sun, plants wouldn't grow.
没有太阳的话呢,那植物是不能生长的。
And without plants, there would be no food for animals.
那如果没有植物呢, 那动物就没有吃的。
And if there weren't any animals, we couldn't have barbecued lamb.
如果没有动物呢, 我们也没法烤肉吃了, 没烤羊吃了。
Some of my friends here in Vancouver really like roasted lamb.
我在温哥华的一些朋友很喜欢烤羊吃。
But to have all that, you need to start with light and life.
这一切呢,都得先有光, 从先有光开始。
Read in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 4.
我们读一下约翰福音的一章四节。
Just think, remember this is a picture of the good things to come.
要记得啊, 我们研究这个灯台, 就是为了要看将来要发生的这个美事, 基督要做的美事的影子。
This is a pattern of what Jesus would do to help us understand.
它是一个模型啊,告诉我们明,让我们明白耶稣将来要做的事情。
In John chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
约翰福音一章四节说,生命在他里头,这生命就是人的光。
Now is that just a coincidence?
你说这是不是个偶然啊? 两个记在一起。
Or is God trying to teach you and I something?
神其实想要教导我们一些什么?
You see, they would walk in and this lamp would be glowing there and they'd see the tree of life.
所以当你走进圣所的时候呢, 你会看到这个灯台在发光, 你就仿佛看到了生命树。
Now, when we think back to Genesis chapter 2, and Genesis chapter 3, there were some things said about the tree of life.
我们可能会回想起啊, 在创世纪的二章三章里, 这边有讲到, 那里有讲到关于生命树的事情。
In Genesis chapter 2,
创世纪的二章。
And verse 9,
第九节。
It says, And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物，园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
There in the very middle of the garden was this tree of life.
所以就在这个园子当中啊，就有这棵生命树。
The very center, the very focus.
所以就是它是中心，它是注目的焦点，这棵生命树。
The rest of the garden was built around it.
这园子的其他的部分呢，都是围绕它建造的。
You know, the church is sort of like that.
那教会呢，就有点像这样子。
The Bible says where two or three or ten or twenty are gathered in my name, there am I in the middle, said the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，你们两三个人奉我的名，我就在你们中间，奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
And just like the tree of life was the center around which the garden was designed, Jesus is the center around which the church is designed.
所以就像这个伊甸园的设计啊，是把生命树放在中间，其他的树呢都是围绕它种的。然后同样的道理，耶稣呢就是教会的那个中心，那教会其他的发展都是围绕他的。
Jesus is the focus.
所以耶稣是那个焦点。
Jesus is the important one.
耶稣才是那个重要的人。
It's not the building.
不是建筑。
It's not the teacher.
也不是那个圣经教师。
It's not the singing.
也不是唱的圣诗。
It's not the prayers or even the Bible teaching.
不是祷告，甚至也不是讲道。
The focus of the church is always Jesus.
所以教会的中心的焦点永远都是耶稣。
And so when we sing about Jesus.
所以当我们唱歌的时候，我们也是唱耶稣。
When we teach the Bible, we teach about Jesus.
当我们教导圣经的时候，我们也是教导耶稣，关于耶稣的事。
When we make our buildings, we make them so that people can learn about Jesus.
所以当我们盖教堂的时候，我们盖教堂的目的也是为了人在这里能够学习耶稣。
Because Jesus is the focus.
因为耶稣才是焦点。
In chapter 3, it goes on and talks more about the tree of life in verses 22 to 24.
在创世纪的三章啊，22到24节接着讲这个，讲了更多关于生命树的事。
And the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become one of us, to know good and evil, and now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever.Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which is turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
创世纪的三章二十二到二十四节，耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四边旋转发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So when somebody walked in, when the priest walked in, he would think about this tree of life.
所以当祭司啊，他走进这个圣所的时候呢，他看到灯台就会想到生命树。
And he thought about it being the focus in the beginning.
他一开始会想到这个，他是这个焦点中心。
And how he was cast away and separated, and there were cherubims with flaming swords of fire to make sure man didn't get back.
然后他会想到创世纪的三章刚才读的这经文，就是人不能靠近生命树，被赶出去，有这个基路伯把守，还有四面旋转的火箭把守。
He would be reminded of the way being blocked to go to the tree of life.
他会想起人走到生命树的这个路啊是被阻断了。
If we were to look at the last chapter of the Bible, we'd find another tree of life written down.
然后我们现在翻到这个圣经的最后一章啊，那里面又讲到了生命树啊。
Revelation 22.
启示录的22章。
And verse 2.
第二节。
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
第二节，二十二章二节，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And so when a man walked into that holy place,
所以当人呢进到这个圣所的时候
，and the light would be shining,
他看到这个灯台发出来的闪亮的光
，and the We didn't look at it, but all around would be these tapestries with angelic beings embroidered into the tapestries.
然后我们没讲啊，其实他进去了以后呢，这个圣所对面呢，就是一个就是织成的幔子，上面都有基路伯的形象，然后他周围呢都是那个板呢、啊，板上都有这个基路伯的形象。
A fantastic representation of what it would be like in heaven. Remember, that was the other idea of the tabernacle in chapter 8, verse 5 of Hebrews.
所以呢，这个景象就会让你想起天堂，因为基路伯都围绕在你中间在飞翔。所以我们还记得就是这个帐幕的第一个用途，就是让我们知道天上真正的帐幕是什么样子。
And you'd think, I'm so close to the tree of life. I'm so close to being in heaven.
这个祭司呢 进入这个圣所的这个祭司呢就会觉得哎呀我现在离生命树好近啊我现在离天堂也好近啊。
He would have been reminded that he was so close, but at the same time so far.
所以他会想到他一方面要离这生命树很近一方面呢他又离得很远。
And he might be wondering, is there a way back to get to the tree of life, to get to heaven, to be with God?
他肯定会想，那我有没有一个方法让我能够重新，能够到生命树那里，重新到天上去，重新跟神在一起啊？
And he might be standing right there.
你可能就会站在这里啊。
And he'd think of,What did I just pass?
他会想我刚才路过了些什么。
I came through the gate.
我是从门进来的。
It was an obvious gate.
这个门是非常显眼的。
That was the only gate that God said, this is how you come in and out.
那这是唯一的门，神说你只有借着这个门进出。
And then I would come to a bronze altar.
然后我就到了这个铜做的这个祭坛这里来了。
Where the blood of the sacrifice was shed.
那个祭物的血呢就洒在这个坛这里。
And as I walked past the brass altar, I'd come to the brass washing laver.
然后我经过了铜坛以后呢我就到了这个铜海这里。
And then I'd come through this curtain and I see this tree of life.
然后经过洗濯盆呢我就再到了这个圣所进来以后我就看到了这个生命树。
And he would think, you know, there is a way back to God.
然后他就会想的确有一条道路可以回到神那里去。
You just have to come God's way.
只要你按照神的方式就可以神的道路就可以。
You have to come through the gate.
首先你要从门进来。
Because Jesus shed his blood on the tree of Calvary to pay the price for our sin.
然后因为耶稣在哥哥他的十字架为我们的罪洒了他的宝血。
Titus chapter 3 says we've been washed in the water. So does Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书提多书和这个 刚才哪个书来的？希伯来书吗？忘了。那都说过我们是被神的话洗净。
A double washing.
所以我们被洗了两次。
And now I'm here, and it's just like being in heaven. It's so beautiful.
然后我就进了这个圣所，这里就像天堂一样，特别的美。
There is a way back to God.
所以他会说，的确有一条路回到神那里去。
Now the priest wouldn't have known this.
那神祭司是不明白的。
Because he wouldn't have known about Jesus yet.
因为他还没有认识耶稣。
But when you and I look at this tree of life,
但当你我来看这棵生命树的时候，
and we look back to see how we got there,
然后我们再回头想一想我们是怎么到这个地方来，怎么进来的。
We say thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
然后我们会说感谢主啊，这难以表达的这个礼物啊，就是难以形容的礼物。
He's the gate.
耶稣是门。
Jesus is the sacrifice.
他又是那祭物。
Jesus washed me.
然后耶稣洗净了我。
And now I'm ready for heaven.
然后现在我可以预备好可以去天堂了。
Now, this we don't have time to get into, but when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, there's something happened right after he died.
我们今天可能没有时间详说了，就是当耶稣在十字架上 死的那一刻，马上就有一件事情发生了。
Matthew's gospel says there was an earthquake.
马太福音告诉我们当时是有地震的。
And it says that this veil was torn in two from the top to the bottom.
然后圣所里面他马太福音记载圣所里的幔子就从上到下被裂开了，裂开两半。
And because Jesus died, this curtain was taken away.
对，就是因为耶稣死了，所以圣所和至圣所之间的这个幔子就没了。
And when you and I believe in the Lord Jesus, we have access to this very presence of God that none of the priests in the Old Testament had, except for one special man, and he could only go into God's presence once a year.
所以就是因为耶稣死了，所以你和我现在可以直接来到神的面前啊。这个神的面前，原来在旧约的时候，除了大祭司一年一次可以进去，其他的祭司和其他人都是没有办法去的。进去的。
Now there are other things that were going on. We didn't really talk about the rest of the furniture.
我们也没有时间去讲这个帐幕里的其他的这个器具了。
But I wanted to get you interested in thinking how this is a model for our thinking about how what great things to come that Jesus brought for us.
但是我想引起大家的兴趣啊，去明白一个这个帐幕，它就是一个思考的一个模式，帮助我们去明白将来耶稣要做的这美事。
And there's so many more details in here that we haven't discussed, but they just make me so overwhelmed by what Jesus did and who he is.
所以帐幕里还有好多的细节我们今天没有提到，但我们讲的这些就足够让我非常的震撼了，就是耶稣为我们做了什么样的事。
And it also makes me marvel at the great mercy and grace of God that made a way into his presence and made a way for us to think about how it can be done.
所以也让我非常的感谢神的这个奇妙的极大的怜悯和恩典呢，让我知道他是怎么样做成了这样一条路，让我能够到这里来。
They're wonderful, these thought models, aren't they?
所以这个思考的模型是很美的，是不是很美好的，是不是？
Enjoy them richly.
要好好的去享受这些。
May the blessing of God be upon you.
愿神的祝福临到你。
Father in heaven,
天上的父啊，
we thank you that you give so many things to help us think about the Lord Jesus.
你给了我们这么多东西让我们可以去思想主耶稣。
They're marvelous in our minds and thoughts.
这在我们的头脑中，在我们的思想里都是非常非常奇妙的。
And so our prayer is that you would help us to understand it.
我们的祈求是求您帮助我们能够明白。
Help us to take it in.
让我们能够接受。
What it meant for Jesus, the Holy One.
让我们能够遇见耶稣这位这圣洁的圣洁的主。
To bear away our sin.
他担负了我们的罪。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，我们这样祷告，Amen.
Amen.